Fever Pitch by Nick Hornby. Read by Julian Reinstutt. Introduction. Sunday, the 14th of July, 1991. It's in there all the time, looking for a way out. I wake up around 10, make two cups of tea, take them into the bedroom, and place one on each side of the bed. We both sip thoughtfully. So soon after waking, there are long, dream-filled gaps between the occasional remark about the rain outside, about last night, about smoking in the bedroom when I've agreed not to. She asks what I'm doing this week, and I think, 1. I'm seeing Matthew on Wednesday. 2. Matthew's still got my Champions video. 3. Remembering that Matthew, a purely nominal Arsenal fan, has not been to Highbury for a couple of years and so has had no opportunity to watch the more recent recruits in the flesh, I wonder what he thought of Anders Limpar. And in 3 easy stages, within 15, 20 minutes of waking, I'm on my way. I see Limpar running at Gillespie, swaying to his right, going down. Penalty! Dixon scores! 2-0! Merson's back heel flick and Smith's right foot shot into the far corner in the same match. Merson's little push past Grubbelaar up at Anfield. Davis's swivel and smash against Villa. And this, remember, is a morning in July, our month off, when there is no club football of any kind. Sometimes, when I let this dreamy state take me over completely, I go on and back, through Anfield 89, Wembley 87, Stamford Bridge 78, my whole footballing life flashing before my eyes. What are you thinking about? She asks. At this